NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. Now with the news, here is Wilson Hall.
There's fighting today on two different Arab-Israeli ceasefire lines. Along the Suez Canal, Israeli and Egyptian artillery and mortars are banging away across the waterway. In the air above the canal, Israeli and Egyptian jets engaged in dogfights. Anti-aircraft fire from both sides of the canal joined in the battle. Israel claims three Egyptian MiG fighters were downed, that one of its planes was crippled by ground fire, but the pilot parachuted within Israeli-held territory. Egypt, on the other hand, claims five Israeli planes were downed. Cairo says nothing about losing any of its planes. In another incident, at another frontier, Israel and Jordan accuse each other of firing across the ceasefire line north of the Dead Sea. This is the first reported skirmish between Israeli and Jordanian troops since the war ended more than a month ago. Egypt, Jordan, and Israel have filed complaints to the United Nations Security Council, but none has as yet asked for an emergency session. In Vietnam, terrorists threw a bomb into a restaurant full of Americans about 10 miles north of Saigon. Two U.S. servicemen were killed, six injured. At the Da Nang Air Base, GIs are working around the clock to clean up after a devastating enemy rocket attack, which killed eight, wounded nearly 200, caused $80 million worth of damage to planes. More news after this message from Win Oil Company.
This is Keenan Wynn. Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people,
Keeper!
I'd like to make a more important point.
Fight!
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong. This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns. But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn.
Of
Azusa.
Once again, Wilson Hall.
In Newark, New Jersey, police and National Guardsmen patrol streets that are relatively quiet after three nights of Negro rioting and looting. However, there is still some looting going on, and there are a few sniper shots. The death toll has now risen to 16 for the three nights of violence, 15 Negroes, one white policeman. New Jersey Governor Hughes says he is ready to call in more guardsmen if he feels they are needed. Half a world away in Hong Kong, leftist Chinese mobs are still skirmishing with police and units of the British Army. Here's NBC News reporter Wells Hangen in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong communists are exhorting local Chinese to take up arms and wage a violent struggle against the British colonial government. In its most outspoken call for a no-holds-barred fight, the Hong Kong communist press says today, the greater the chaos, the better. British officials say a fire that broke out in the basement of the Hong Kong Hilton at lunchtime today had nothing to do with communist terrorist activities, but they admit they still don't know the cause of the blaze. American tourists and other hotel guests dashed for the exits as noxious fumes billowed into the main lobby. The fire was quickly extinguished and no one was hurt. Meanwhile, the British are continuing their nightly raids on communist premises suspected of harboring terrorists and weapons. A sweep on a communist secondary school early today netted only two suspects and a few homemade arms. Wells Hang in NBC News, Hong Kong.
More in a moment.
Henry Morgan here. Remember the old saying, sticks and stones may smash my fender, but State Farm will straighten out everything in a hurry. Because there'll always be a State Farm agent or claim representative nearby. Wherever your car gets stoned or sticked. Cost much? Nope. State Farm Mutual is famous for low cost, which is why they're the world's largest. And why you should remember another old saying I just made up. Drive softly and carry a big sticker. A State Farm bumper sticker.
Pope Paul announced today that he is flying to Turkey later this month to discuss religious unity and the protection of Jerusalem's holy shrines with leaders of the Eastern Orthodox Church. The pontiff said that he and Patriarch Athenagoras will discuss how to protect the safety and sacred character of the holy shrines. Pope Paul has called for the internationalization of Jerusalem, now in Israeli hands, under UN control. Israel has offered to place the shrines under control of their respective churches. Former President Eisenhower is planning a picnic today for all the freshman Republican congressmen. Mr. Eisenhower will play host in Cashtown, Pennsylvania, 9 miles west of his Gettysburg farm. a mid-course correction to alter the course of America's Surveyor 4 spacecraft is scheduled for today. It will aim the lunar projector toward an anticipated rough landing Sunday on the moon. Wilson Hall, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News. That's right. Stay a while. Stay all day. There's nothing we like better than your company. I'm Gene Rayburn, and when we say relax, what better way to start than a couple of minutes with Mr. Relaxo himself, Dean Martin.
How I love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight. While we're strolling and I wear roses entwined. How I love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight, that the love light in your eyes forever will shine. Till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there. Till the moonlight turns to dust. How I love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight, as they sing, "Oh, promise me forever be mine." To the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust.
If you never come, I'd still be there.
Till the moonlight turns to dust. How I love to hear the choir as they sing, "Oh, promise me forever be mine."
In the chapel in the moonlight.
Hi-ho, hey, hey, to your little troubles away. Hi-ho, goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Monitor, which begins with a letter M, features lots of music, which also begins with M, but that's not the main reason why our next guest is a singer whose name begins with an M. Mathis, Johnny Mathis, who's been packing him in on his current concert tours because there's an M for mysterious quality to his long and successful career. And to probe for the answer to this mystery, reporter Johnny Andrews spoke with him.
In this musical day and age, many of the singers come and go, but one fellow came up and he stayed, and his name is Johnny Mathis. I asked Johnny, just how do you describe your career? And he said it's sort of enigmatic. Johnny, welcome to Monitor, and how would you describe enigmatic as applied to you?
A little puzzling. My career has been unbelievable as far as I'm concerned. I never thought, anyway, in the beginning, and still have trouble believing that people will pay me to sing, because there are so many people who sing so well, and so many entertainers who are so marvelous that I have to compete with. And it's a very flattering thing when you begin a career as a teeny bopper like I was, 18, I guess, when I made my first recording. And to have the amount of records sold, it's just unbelievable.
How many records to date have you sold?
I don't have any idea, however. I have one recording, a long-playing album called Johnny's Greatest Hits, which is merely a compilation of the first six recordings, single recordings, both sides, that I had released 9 years ago.
And it's still one of the top sellers.
It's still on the charts, and it's supposedly the biggest selling recording of any individual artist ever. And that's very frightening to even talk about, but they told me that I could talk about it, so...
Listen, if I had the biggest selling album of all times, I'd talk about it too. But going back now, it was sort of a meteoric thing back in the early 1950s when you started. You were successful almost immediately when you appeared on records.
It took 6 months.
Well, that's meteoric. 6 months is not a long time to invest in a career as successful. But where did you come before that? I know you were interested in athletics. You were a high jumper in high school.
And I was from San Francisco.
Yes. Did you come from a wealthy background or...
We were very wealthy, but we didn't have any money. I have a big family. My mother and father were, and my father is still a joy to me. He is my biggest and most loyal fan. He's a fanatic for Johnny Mathis because he sees me at home when I'm cooking in my house in Hollywood when he comes down to visit me. He lives in San Francisco. But whenever I'm home, Papa comes down and sees me cooking in the house. And then when he sees me on stage, he says, I can't believe. He says, it's unbelievable what you do on stage. I said, well, what's so unbelievable about it? He said, well, you look so different. I said, it's merely because I changed clothes, Papa, and I dressed up and put a tie on, I think.
What about doing concerts as against steady engagements?
Oh, I have a ball doing concerts. We do them all over the world. We've just come back from the Far East, the Middle East, and it is it's amazing that the people know me approximately as well as the American audiences do and give approximately the same reaction in the such large quantities. For instance, in Manila, I played to 30,000 people each night for 15 nights. 30,000 people. And it's, well, again, to me, it's unbelievable.
Johnny, you thrive on the hard work, and we benefit by it. Keep the good taste in your music and keep your good health and all the good fortune. Johnny Mathis. And this is Johnny Andrews for Monitor.
In hot, sticky weather, a simple talc or dusting powder just isn't enough. It can't give you deodorant protection. But now you can use Ammon's Medicated Powder, a body powder that provides deodorant action while it soothes and comforts your skin. Ammon's powder helps keep you fresh all over for hours. And no simple talc or dusting powder does that. Be comfortable and nice to be near. Use Ammon's Medicated Powder every day.
Wherever you are, in a car wash in Washington, D.C., in a canoe on Lake Cayuga, or camping out in the Carolinas, it is now 16 minutes past the hour, and you're all on the Monitor Beacon.
The Savers theme from the NoCal Suite. NoCal, 11 great calorie-saving sodas, 2 great calorie-saving sweeteners. NoCal Savers. We lost the calories. We saved the flavors. Available in no deposit, no return, half-quart bottles.
Here's a sweet bit of news. New NoCal granulated sugar substitute in 50-packet boxes. Available now. Be a loser and love it with NoCal granulated sugar substitute. Another saver from NoCal.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
In one moment, a report on the Around Long Island Marathon Powerboat Race. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the refiners of the famed Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. There goes Kendall GT1 racing oil, the favorite on competition circuits and drag strips. It also gives outstanding protection to the new breed of hot, high-performance cars that need race course protection for everyday driving. Refined from the richest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil, then reinforced with carefully selected additives, Kendall GT1 racing oil protects against scuffing and foaming, as well as bearing, valve, train, and piston wear. Your high-performance engine stays cleaner, gives more power, is better lubricated with Kendall GT1 racing oil, designed for racing but recommended for all high-performance cars. Get Kendall GT1 racing oil at your dealers today. Ocean powerboat racers from around the United States will congregate in New York this Wednesday for the rugged 265-mile Around Long Island Marathon. A report from one of the favorites, Bill Wishnick of New York, talking to Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Bill Wishnick, last year's winner, Alan Brown, piloted a boat you owned, the Broad Jumper. What boat will you be driving this year?
Len, last year I had two boats in the race, Broad Jumper, a 28-foot Donzi, and Big Broad Jumper, a 32-foot Maritime. Alan Brown was my ex-co-pilot, but I let him ride the Broad Jumper because I thought the big one was a lot better and faster. I had mechanical troubles and finally finished seventh, and Brownie ran the Broad Jumper to first place last year. I'll be back with the Big Broad Jumper this year. Different engines, a little faster, a little better, and I hope a good finisher this year.
Now, for many, it doesn't seem that a great deal of physical or athletic skill is required in offshore racing, but is that true or isn't it?
Well, all offshore races have a minimum of about 180 miles. The longest race has been 512 miles, so that we're in that boat anywhere between 3 to 12 hours, and the last race, the Bahamas 500, the finishing boats finished 36 hours after the start. Now, we're pounding around in fairly small boats in the ocean in 4, 5, 6, 8, as high as 10-foot seas. So physically, we're taking quite a bit of pounding. Most of us stand the whole time. So it needs ankles, legs, knees, and a good strong back and a good fat head, I think.
Seems to me that offshore racing is growing year by year. Would you care to make a prediction about its future as a sport?
Well, it started off 1957 or 8 with two races a year. In this country alone, we now have 11 big races, with races in five different foreign countries. It's gotten big time and big league, and I think one of the reasons for it are the people involved in it. The people are involved, most of them, with the boating business, and most of them go for testing, for promotional work, and again, I repeat, for the fun of it. So it's getting bigger and bigger, and more new boats are coming in every year.
Bill Wishnick, thank you ever so much, and the best of luck Wednesday. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now, a word from your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Hey, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer, it's surprise time.
Yes, and say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
The secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
This is our top-of-the-line ambassador.
Yeah, what's my surprise?
See this low list price? Well, this ambassador sells for even less.
But what's my surprise for saying duck?
Here.
What?
You're a surprise.
For a surprising deal on a 1967 Ambassador, see your American Motors Rambler dealer. Monitor Sports, with its all-star lineup of personalities such as Joe Garagiola, Mel Allen, Sandy Koufax, Kurt Gowdy, and others, brings you the most colorful and comprehensive coverage of the world of sports every weekend.
Here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So don't you be a pale face, get that sun. Get yourself some Coppertone, it's number one. Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the Tannables. Get a better tan with Coppertone. The fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. Coppertone helps make your skin more tannable, helps prevent peeling, keeps your skin satiny smooth. Get a deep, dark, long-lasting tan with enriched Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Thank you.
Art Camford with a wordless tune titled Talk. Gene Rayburn with a word or two before the mid-hour pause, advising you that Monitor is your most willing companion wherever you go in the USA via NBC in the South Plains of Texas. We're with you on KCBD Lubbock. Meet you down by the Arroyo in a few moments.
This is Kurt Gowdy. I'll be with you later today on Monitor Outdoors on NBC Radio.
Sinatra, the Naked Runner. Sinatra, the Naked Runner. Sinatra, the Naked Runner, from Warner Brothers in Technicolor.
See the Naked Runner starting Wednesday at the Forum in Murray Hill Theaters.
Oh, miss, I hear Northeast serves hot snacks on Yellowbird jets to Boston.
Yes, sir. On 17 Yellowbird jets every weekday.
Oh, what time do they leave?
At 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30.
All jets, right?
Yes,
sir. New Yellowbirds, huh?
Uh-huh, yes.
What are those times again?
Wouldn't you rather hear our jingle, sir?
Catch a Northeast Yellowbird.
Here is your up-to-the-minute traffic report from WNBC's Traffic Central. The traffic for today: in and around the city, generally moderate at this hour. The West Side Highway crossed Bronx Expressway, FDR Drive, and traffic on the city streets is normal, with only slight congestion. The Long Island Expressway and Southern State Parkway are moderate to heavy with no major problems. Northern State Parkway, Grand Central, and the Belt Parkway are all doing very well and running freely. In New Jersey, the exits between miles 137 and 147 of the Garden State Parkway are closed by state police due to the problems in Newark. The New Jersey Turnpike and routes 4, 22, and 46 are normal and running freely throughout. The Verrazano Narrows, Triborough, and Throgs Neck bridges, the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and all Hudson River crossings are moderate and moving well. Construction on the center tube of the Lincoln Tunnel is expected to cause heavy delays later this afternoon. All buses, subways, and trains are on schedule. The Hudson paths to Newark are running only every half hour because of construction on the tracks. Conditions at all three metropolitan airports are improving, and flights are returning to normal after slight delays this morning. Alternate side of the street parking regulations are in effect today. Our next traffic report will be at 1:30. It's 70 degrees and raining in the greater metropolitan area. WNBC, New York.
Next on Monitor, the Alan Copeland Singers and I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine,
keep walking alive.
Grandma, you know what? A button came off my dolly's dress.
You can't sew on a button by long distance. But grandparents can laugh and chat with their grandchildren. And as they do, the miles between melt away.
You know what, Grandma? I miss you so much.
Till the next time you see them.
Can I come over?
You can do a lot of loving by telephone. That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
While you drive, it's NBC.
Gene Rayburn here with the Young Americans.
Personal regards, sincerely, etc., etc. Now read that back to me, Miss Jones. Miss Jones.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by your Olds dealer, who's saying yes during his year-end sale. An English doctor discovers a brand new neurosis, alphabetic neurosis. And we'll have a diagnostic report from Ellie Abel, NBC News London, in just 1 minute.
Who says nobody likes a yes man? We know a yes man who's one of the best-liked men in town. He's your Oldsmobile dealer. And he's saying yes during his annual year-end sale. Want a beautifully engineered new Olds at your kind of price? The answer is yes. And that goes for any Olds in stock. The elegant 98. The fabulous front-wheel drive Toronado. The value-packed Delmont 88. The youthful Cutlass Supreme. The spacious Vista Cruiser station wagon. You're hoping for a big trade-in allowance on your present car? The answer is yes. Here's your chance for a great buy on a car famous for its superb ride, comfort, and rocket V8 power. Right now, there's a fine selection, but the way your Olds dealer is saying yes, his stock is thinning out fast. See him at your very first opportunity. Tell him you want a great deal on a 67 Rocket Oldsmobile. All he can say is yes.
Now here is Ellie Abel, NBC News, London.
It has taken the best efforts of a London doctor named Trevor Weston to discover a new form of neurosis. He calls it alphabetic neurosis. The Weston discovery amounts to this, that people whose surnames begin with S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, or Z are in trouble. They are more likely to come down with ulcers or heart attacks than people who stand higher in the alphabetic roll call. also to die younger. A man whose own name begins with a W ought to know whereof he speaks. Like other landmark discoveries in the unfolding history of science, Dr. Weston started almost accidentally. He was asked to make a speech one day, and all he could think of to talk about were the frustrations of having a family name that started with W. After getting that off his chest, the good doctor began to wonder whether his personal frustrations might not be shared by others and lead perhaps to symptoms of disease or disorder. So he studied the mortality statistics for Britain over the past 10 years. And promptly established that people whose names come at the tail end of the alphabet, the S to Z group, have an average life expectancy of 12 years less than the rest of the population. Pity the poor tail enders. A Weston survey carried out in a London teaching hospital revealed that people with S to Z group surnames are twice as likely to get ulcers, three times more prone to heart attacks. It all comes, so the doctor theorizes, from waiting in line. It is clear, he says, that the strain of all this waiting for our names to be called, of always being last, renders us much more liable to become morose and introspective. What about changing your name, Dr. Weston was asked. No hope there, he replied, because people who discard their family names tend to be ravaged by guilt about turning their backs on their parents. So Dr. Weston has identified a new malady without prescribing a cure. And that, for a man whose own name begins with a W, must be a sad confession of defeat. As for those of us who come at the very top of the alphabet, we're all right, Jack. Ellie Abel, that's A-B-E-L, NBC News, London.
Hey, Ellie, what about the R for Rayburns? Boy, I just missed it, didn't I? Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad.
This is Ed McMahon. We've had a minor revolution at our house in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And it's a good idea. It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter Claudia's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out, and it's good stuff.
Someone told us the other day that more people meet their future marriage partners on July 4th than any other day because more people travel around on that date. And to expand this idea, the summer season as a whole is the big one for romances. For further details, refer to Julius LaRose's brand new ballad, Summer Love, right now on Monitor.
Now the April rain is gone, time for turning to the sun, all that I've been waiting for. I'll see her smiling face, then the early morning race, see who's first down to the shore.
starts your up and back on the roller coaster track of a rainbow in the sky.
Okay, so you know it's summer, but do you know it's now 13 and a half minutes before the next hour of summer, and we're all on the monitor beacon.
Hey, have a catch?
Nah.
Take a walk?
Nah.
Cars?
Don't want to do nothing.
Me either.
Summer can be tough on city kids. Give some time to your local organization formed to make summer a happier time for them. Or if you're in the position, give a kid a summer job. Call your information operator and ask for summer youth, or call the State Employment Service. It could be the most important call you'll make this summer. President's Council on Youth Opportunity.
And now here's Paul Anka singing about an all-time favorite in a brand new way.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
We're the first to admit it. Your first cold glass of Schaefer may not convert you, but the second glass and the third, that's when we've got you. That's when you find out that Schaefer pleasure never fades, never leaves you flat. So try a glass of Schaefer. Try a second. You'll see why Schaefer is second to none.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Gene Rayburn here as Monitor continues, and even if you prefer the shade on a hot July day, you can enjoy some sunshine at the same time, sung the Vicky Carr way.
I've spent too much time here in the dark, trying to hide, crying inside. I've spent too much time here in the gloom, making a tomb of my room. But suddenly along comes you.
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellows.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan, and I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannables, Stella Stevens.
Thank you.
blowout can be bad news on a trip. It means you'll have to blow money on a new tire that you'd planned to spend on fun. But a ruined tire doesn't have to ruin your vacation. With a mobile credit card, you can charge a tire, battery, or other emergency repairs at 26,000 mobile stations and keep your cash for what you saved it for, fun. For an application for a mobile credit card, just pull into any mobile station and relax.
Despite the flare-ups of violence that have been taking place in Hong Kong, for most of the residents, life goes on as usual. Businesses continue to operate as before. Naturally, since the population is mostly Chinese, there's no shortage of Chinese laundries. Jack Thalberg, formerly of Kansas City, had retired and was on a world cruise when he discovered this shortage. So he unretired himself, and very successfully. Reporter John Furbay talked with him.
Jack, you operate pretty much the same as you did in the States.
Exactly the same, except here, where in the States we would use three men, I'm using six.
Well, now, who patronizes you, Jack?
Well, I have all the foreigners and the Chinese people.
Now, by foreigners, you mean Americans?
Americans, Europeans, many of the consulates of different countries.
Non-Chinese.
Non-Chinese, yes.
Now, how many percentage would be Chinese?
Well, I would say 80% of my customers are Chinese and about 20% are foreigners.
Well, that's marvelous. The Chinese are very clean people, aren't they?
Oh, yes, very clean. They are very careful about their clothing.
Now, what does it cost to have a man's suit of clothes dry cleaned and pressed here in your state?
Well, it's in Hong Kong money is $7. The cost of $7 would be a little about $1.25 U.S.
Yes.
But we do what they call grade A work back in the States. In other words, we iron or press the linings of the coats,
yes,
of the jackets,
right,
of the men's clothing. Everything is perfectly done.
In other words, that would be grade A work back in the
grade
States.
Grade A work, which would charge $2.50 yes. U.S. Everything that I use in my place is made in the United States and sent to us here.
And you've been operating here in Kowloon on the Kowloon side of Hong Kong for 4 years.
Yes, in the same establishment I am in at the present time. At that time, I had gone back to the States and picked up all American-made machinery.
Yes.
The machines had to be special-made due to the fact of the high humidity that we have here in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Everything would rust with ordinary steel.
But you do have American plant equipment.
Everything.
Yes. Jack, you have been certainly a remarkable character, Scamaldi. How old are you?
I am 59.
Well, you look younger than that. That's because you have something interesting to do, I guess.
Well, I believe that might have something to do with it.
Yes. Are there any other Americans out here who have retired and are in business?
No, none that I know of who have retired.
They like it out here, too, don't they?
Well, there's a good reason why.
Yes, the people are friendly and...
Well, it's not only that. They live better here than they do back home.
Yes.
You hire amas. I have two.
What's an ama, Jack?
A maid.
A maid.
So I have two.
Many of these people could not find them even back in the States if they wanted one, could they?
No. They couldn't get servants like this.
No. And it's a beautiful harbor, a beautiful city.
Beautiful. And everything. I get my shoes handmade. I have my clothes handmade.
Yes.
I even have my underwear handmade.
Oh, boy, Jack, now that's a real plutocrat.
Yes, it is, and I couldn't do this back home.
Now, I had my shirts handmade and my suit here, but never thought about the underwear.
Yes,
how about your socks?
No, this is one thing. I still buy my socks in the States, from the States.
Well, that's pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking with Mr. Jack Thalberg, an American who, believe it or not, runs a dry cleaning establishment in China, in Kowloon, Hong Kong.
No shortage of domestic help in Hong Kong, eh? Now let's see. What if I could commute from there to Radio Central? If I left on, if I caught the plane... No, that'd never work. It just wouldn't work. It just a thought. Here's a much sounder thought.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer. You're the guy who sells compact cars at import prices.
Right.
You're trying to tell me something.
Welcome, customer. It's our way of dramatizing all the surprises you'll find here.
Gee, and a lollipop. What a surprise.
Wait till you see our cars like this Rebel.
Mmm, strawberry yet.
Here's what Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says.
There isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. today than the 1967 Rebel.
Was that McCahill?
Surprise! That was my son, the ventriloquist.
Oh, you must be very proud of him.
Yes, Tom McCahill is a most respected automotive expert. Now, look at the list price on this intermediate-sized Rebel. Well, I'm selling it for even less than that.
Don't do it, Dad. All he wants is a lollipop.
Get back in the box.
You're wasting your time, Dad. He's the third one today.
Back in the box. Back.
You can get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer. Now, during surprise time.
The current favorite from Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass. From Monitor in just a minute, latest NBC News on the hour. Gene Rayburn here.
See soon the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now. From everywhere. Monitor.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 until 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland. That ticket is only $2 complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street just west of Broadway. That's Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom.
Lee Leonard's listeners keep in tune by following the sound of his voice, afternoons at 1, on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.